Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is minimizing increasing theft at multifamily assets. I have joining me by phone a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Christy Sandlin, a regional property manager with Graystar, and also a great supplier partner with the multifamily industry, and a security expert, Ryan Strange, the president of Control by Net. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good morning.
Christy, I know you've been in the business for a couple of decades now, I always hate saying that to somebody, but
let's not say how long.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I wanted to kind of get your initial reaction to, is theft at properties increasing? Let's talk about the span of your career.
Sure. So, you know, we've had crime on and off throughout my career. It's just been part of the business. It's multifamily, it's homes. I've typically managed luxury assets. So I've always dealt with crime as a manager on the on-site level and now as a regional manager. But I will say since COVID, there's definitely been an uptick in crime, more than we've been used to. And as an industry, we've been looking for ulterior options to help manage that. And help prevent that. So, yes, definitely seen that increase lately.
And Ryan, you know, being a security expert in that business, what type of statistics have you seen?
Yeah, we've seen the same that she's talking about. One thing that we've documented is in one city, major city, they've had a 36% increase of car break-ins, car thefts. And, of course, a lot of this stuff is not even reported when it's just minor theft. But 36% is pretty significant year over year. And that came, you know, from 2020 to 2021, November, essentially. And so that's a pretty big jump in crime.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure that theft is just, you know, car break-ins and theft like that is just one of the issues that you deal with crime. What other types of things, Christy, do you always make your teams to be on the lookout for and to be aware of?
I think we're always just watching out for, you know, people that don't look like they belong in our community, people we don't know, they aren't residents, they haven't been registered as guests. So I think we're just always alert and always watching also who follows us in the gate rather than using their remote control to get into the building. So just being aware of our surroundings, and that's one thing that we try to educate our residents on as well to help us be diligent with that.
And Ryan, I know that Control by Net has a large footprint with properties that you work with across the country. Is there any particular parts of the country where you're seeing more of an increase?
You know, I would love to say there are, but it's really, you know, recently hit everywhere. Initially, we thought it was a lot more of the warm weather cities, and then now we're seeing, you know, more of our work is in the South, Southeast, Midwest, and the West Coast. But we're seeing Upper Midwest cities get hit now, and you know, for a long time, weather could prevent some crime, and now we're not seeing that be the case. And that's, you know, that's a problem because it means that the same people are committing crime, but also more people are now starting to jump on crimes of opportunity.
And Christy mentioned that she has in her portfolio mostly luxury-type properties. What are you seeing, Ryan, as far as the different classes of properties, multifamily properties, Do you see any more significant increases in A, B, C's? What do you see?
You know, you really do see more. You're seeing more crime in those mid and upper levels. You know, a few reasons for that. One is, quite frankly, they have nicer stuff. Nicer cars, nicer things in the cars, more likely to leave stuff sitting in the cars as well. And sometimes you also have a little less resident interaction. If you go to a more of affordable housing, the residents are pretty aggressive as far as people getting near their stuff. Less parking decks, more open parking, garden style. So a little more reaction there. No doubt the people with the stuff are better targets. They have better wheels, better tires, better everything. And, you know, Christy mentioned the gates, and you know, these gates are constant problems. So when we talk about crime, we're also talking about, you know, making sure we know who hits these gates and we have the evidence and we can go to police and get residents to pay, because, you know, people following people in is one of the huge problems. And broken gates tend to lead to anyone getting in.
And, Christy, tell me a little bit about what you've seen. You mentioned COVID. During COVID, there was an increase. What type of communication do you have with your residents to make them aware and to be more on the lookout?
So my clients are very transparent, Paul. We notify our residents when anything happens at the community. We'd rather them be aware of what's going on rather than not. So we're very open, and as incidents occur, we notify them within 24 hours. And then we also do a lot of crime awareness meetings. So quarterly we'll have these meetings, and we have on-site officers that live at our communities. They'll host these, and then we'll have a question and answer session to kind of help the residents answer any questions and also educate them on our services, such as Control by Ned and other options that we have or planned in the future.
And are you, go ahead, Ryan, I'm sorry.
Paul, if I can add on there, you know, one thing she did mention that was dead on that we agree with is let these residents know. You're not going to read a ton of information from Graystar and Control by Net about, you know, theft in properties. That's obviously, it's bad marketing. So we don't put that kind of stuff out. People ask about, hey, press releases and you know, things like that. And we don't want to put that out, and nobody does. But it happens at every property. It's just prevalent. It's out there. And, you know, a lot of it, I mean, the common thefts are preventable. The open doors, unlocked doors, things of value that you know, get put in a trunk. Those things are all preventable, and obviously signs and you know, Christy telling the residents, hey, lock your cars. Don't leave an iPad sitting there in the front seat. Those kind of things really help. And, you know, half these criminals are just opportunity criminals. They're walking around looking for an open door. They don't want to break a window. They want to pull the car door and get out of there. So, you know, anything to get these residents to follow simple directions is a big plus.
And, I mean, obviously, you want it to, Christy, when you're talking to your residents, and you're having these meetings, if someone were to witness something, what do you suggest that they do?
So we recommend a couple things. We have signage at our gates that list our emergency phone number, so it's visible. And we've also educated our residents to enter that number into their cell phone. And if they see something unusual, we highly recommend that they call that number immediately, and that will dispatch our courtesy officers, which are two HPD officers that will come out and assist. Now, we always recommend, if it's an emergency, to call 911 first, always, but then let us know secondly so we can address it and get one of those guys out as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that that you certainly don't want a resident to approach somebody or to get involved in trying to stop them.
Yeah, absolutely not. We definitely do not encourage that. If you see something suspicious, we don't recommend following anybody. We recommend that you place that phone call to us and let the professionals handle it. Absolutely.
And Ryan, have you seen in your background some people trying to do that, and what are some of the dangers of that?
You know, they generally don't. You know, these residents are, you know, they're in their own world of their life, and they're coming home from work and going out to dinner, and there's people coming and going all the time. So, you know, there's people walking around a lot. So it takes a little bit of being aware just to notice if somebody's, you know, doesn't quite belong or looks a little curious. The most they should ever really do is say, you know, can I help you in any way? You know, and that's literally, you know, the answer is probably going to be no, and then they move on and call somebody. But beyond that, yeah, you don't really want to, you know, you don't want to bother somebody. You want to get, you know, somebody official involved that can, for one, handle it the right way, and two, make sure, you know, residents not put any harm.
Great. All right, we are going to leave it here with this segment. We're going to be back with our next segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is minimizing increasing theft at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks. Joining by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Christy Sandlin, a regional property manager with Graystar, and also a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry, and a security expert, Ryan Strange, the president of Control by Net. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to let our listeners know if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So one of the things we talked about in the first segment was automobile or vehicle theft, whether it's the stealing of parts or things inside the vehicles and so forth. But there's quite a bit more theft going on from time to time at multifamily assets. Ryan, what are some of the things that you've seen your clients talk about where they have had other types of theft?
Yeah, those are definitely the ones that make the news and you know, all the residents notice. But, you know, there's a lot of other valuable property there that usually is of interest to people that are outside the property. You know, we do see some thefts of residents and some things inside. Those are normally minimal. I'm sure Christy, you know, has a lot of experience with the internal workings there of that. But we've seen things like pool chairs, pool cushions. Multiple times, even the past couple weeks, we've seen people pull up with a trailer and run to a pool and take all the chairs out with them. Weight equipment. If there's an external access to a weight room, we've had someone pull a wagon up out of a trailer and go and take all the dumbbells out and drive away. And, you know, they're gone within 5 minutes. Thankfully, we can call the police if we're guarding it and get a license plate, and the police will usually catch them just down the road a little bit. But this is expensive equipment. Obviously, TVs. Outdoor TVs is you know, popularity is huge out there, but they're pretty simple to take down and find a way to someone's car and end up in someone else's house. So those are, you know, three things that are pretty significant expenses for the property and, you know, required and needed to be there in the amenities. But we do see people picking those up and making out with them.
Christy, what do you see?
Yeah, he nailed it on the head there. I would say one of the biggest things that's stolen at the luxury assets is our business center computers. You know, we put a 27-inch Mac and a 23-inch PC for the residents to use, and those disappear at every property. You'd think we'd be better at securing them, which today I think I have gotten pretty good at that and haven't had any taken recently. But, you know, my team is monitoring my business centers. They're watching that. They're watching for the criminal to come in and attempt to steal these. And so it alerts my on-site officers, and they have actually saved us from having computers stolen. They've stopped vehicle break-ins. And I also had someone trying to steal the furniture from my clubhouse one time. So that was a red flag. They notified our team, and we came down and were able to stop that theft as well. So it's a number of things that it's been able to assist us with.
I'll pose this question to either of you, but to me it's an obvious question. I'm sure the percentage is very small, but what do you feel the percentage of theft is internal, meaning residents are taking some of these things?
Christy.
That's a hard one. Yeah, I was going to say,
property,
that's a
right?
really hard one. what?
You know, it depends on how you know, in-depth these properties are, because the properties that have you know, center pools and things like that are not, you know, garden style or easier to get to. You know, maybe a resident that steals a pillow and takes it up or something. The easy access properties, it's usually somebody on the outside. And the harder access, it would usually be on the inside. Reality is the property that's a little harder to get to, the valuables, and has a, group of residents that's paying a lot of money. They're more in tune to not be stealing from their own property.
Right.
That's just the reality of it. And, you know, we've seen both ways, though. I mean, that's, you know, it's hard to steal something internally that's big and get away with it because of cameras and people seeing you and things like that. So, you know, Christy hit it there. We've together watched people try and steal the IMAX, and you know, if they're not secured and locked down. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag there.
And Christy,
I think it's minimal how many times it's an inside job, somebody that lives there. I think you'll find more. It could be a visitor, a guest that visited someone's home and something got their attention and they come back for that. That's what I think happens more often than not. And then I've also seen recently people advertising on social media that they're traveling or they're out of town. And we really encourage our residents not to share those things because that's just opening up the door for someone to break into your apartment home.
Yeah, and that was my next question was, what type of we talked about common area theft, parking lots and clubhouses and gyms and so forth. What about inside the units incidents? Has that been on the increase as well during this COVID period?
I'll jump in there on that one. Fortunately, at my communities, apartment break-ins are not what's occurring. We're not seeing a lot of those. Used to, I did, but I'm not having that. Mine's more vehicle-related or common area-related. So, Ryan, what about you?
I think that's in that. That's I agree. Yeah, that's and that's with the type of properties. It's hard to it's hard to break into someone's unit when you have to go through three hallways and an elevator and a garage to get out with something. So if it's a an outdoor unit, it's I think it's the same approach as outdoor access hotels versus indoor access hotels. The security is a little bit better on the indoors. You got to go through more hazards to get there. So we don't see a lot, even with your garden styles and your outdoor, we don't see a lot of that because you still have to get through a gate and you've come in a gate. People hear noises. So that's, we don't see a lot of that for sure.
Yeah. And we've also allowed people to add Ring cameras, video cameras. So I think that's a deterrent as well.
Is that something that, that you allow them to add that on their own? Nickel, it's not something that
we do.
That you, yeah, okay.
We'll allow Ring cameras. Used to in the past, we didn't, but I do. I allow it and I encourage it. And it also helps bring us additional video footage should we need it.
Yeah, no, that certainly is something that in talking to people across the industry that they're starting to do a lot more of is allowing that and or providing that as part of a new build or something like that. Let's talk a little bit about, in this segment, we got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about crimes of violence as far as, are you seeing some type of increase in that, whether it's domestic violence or someone breaking in and someone being there, or is that something that is just pretty much stable? It's been the way it's always been in multifamily communities. Ryan, you want to?
We haven't seen a lot from our side, from the guarding side and pulling evidence and the software side. We haven't seen a large increase. We've worked to provide a little bit of evidence here and there on some issues, but I don't know that it's certainly not to the extent of any other crime that we've seen. But we also probably wouldn't know about a lot of the incidents if they were in the apartment. The on-site staff would.
Yeah. Christy, what about you?
Yeah, I would say fortunately I haven't had to deal with that a lot, anything of that nature. I would say domestic violence is a little bit on the rise, but nothing substantial that I could share really at this time.
Yeah, and we have we actually did an episode a few years ago with a large management company out of the Northeast that they kind of had as their mission to work with multifamily management firms around the country to make people on-site teams more aware of domestic violence, what to look for, how to react if you suspect something and so forth. And because unfortunately, when domestic violence occurs, it occurs a lot of times in the home and obviously the multifamily industry is providing homes. So it's something that people need to be aware of. Hopefully that'll be more to the forefront as far as educating on-site teams in the future. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are going to break it here, and we're going to come back with our next segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegiant has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegiant's access control product offerings, please visit usallegiant.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is minimizing increasing theft at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Christy Sandlin, a regional property manager with Graystar. We also have a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry and a security expert, Ryan Strange, the president of Control by Net. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible, EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegiant, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we spoke in the first two segments. The first one we talked about vehicle theft, theft with vehicles involved, whether it's breaking into vehicles, stealing parts of vehicles, or stealing the vehicles themselves. The second segment, we talked more about other types of theft on that occurs on multifamily assets. Let's talk now about some of the ways to minimize those theft opportunities. Ryan, I know you've got some thoughts on this.
Yeah, there's a few things that we like to tell people, and some don't like to hear it, and some do. Make sure things work is number one. Make sure that your gates are working when possible. It's not always possible. I know during COVID times there's been some manufacturer delays of parts, but, you know, the first step in not having a car drive into your parking deck is to make sure the gates work. That goes with the access systems as well. Make sure your doors that are supposed to be locked are locked so people can't just wander through amenity areas. We see that quite a few times where something's just been disabled, the lock is bad, or the lock is not efficient. We've had that where a lock was put on and someone can still just pull it open. So, you know, these are simple ways to, you know, for a manager to walk around and make sure they can't get to where they think a criminal would want to get to. On the surveillance side, our big push is make sure it works. You know, that's part of the reason for software is software can tell you if something's not working right. Quit having half the cameras that don't work for 3 weeks and then wonder why you don't have evidence. Getting evidence puts these people in jail or gets them arrested or gets residents fines. It prevents people from doing repeated, you know, offenses at that property. The other thing that we like to say is so simple is put signage up. Put signage as, you know, on those gates outside your property. Let people know that, hey, we've got cameras, we're using them. We'll, you know, notify the police. We want people to know there's surveillance there. Sometimes people want to put these little cameras in the corners and hide them. No, we want people to see it. These guys are going to commit a crime no matter what. And the reality is your goal is to just move them to another property. You know, move them down to a warehouse, move them somewhere else. Because, again, we're not going to, unfortunately, be able to sit out there. Christy and I can't sit out there and convince them to, you know, change their life. They're going to commit the crime, move on to a different property. So if we can get signage out there, cameras out there, and let's make sure they know, hey, you set foot on here, you're being recorded. They may do it anyway, but it will certainly lessen those that are, I guess, what I call the honest criminals or opportunity criminals. they'll just go to the property that's got the open gate and cameras that don't appear to be working or no signs.
And Christy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll piggyback on some of that. Signage, I think, is key. We've added a lot of additional signage this year. One that says to make sure that the gate fully closes behind you, and that way it would prevent someone from following you in. Again, having the phone number of who to call should someone follow you in. That's been added this year. We've also decreased the timer on our access control for the gate. So instead of being open for maybe 7 to 10 seconds, we've made it 3 to 5 seconds. And that way it closes a little quicker. So those are adjustments that can be made. And then an additional item that we've recently added on our access control are some alarms that will notify us if doors aren't closing. So if someone should try to prop open a door with a rock or jam it open, we'll get a notification that that door is open so our team can go by and make sure and close it. So those are a couple other things that we've implemented this year just to kind of assist.
And that signage one that she mentioned is dead on. And, you know, these days signs are so cheap to get online, nice-looking metal signs. So they're not they shouldn't be offensive to a resident any longer. Even a sign that's at the elevator lobbies in the parking deck that says, "Are you sure you locked your car?" You know, with a smiley face on it. Mm-hmm. Things like that can really help people be a real cheap way to get people to take responsibility, lock their car. You know, they can all hit their fob when they walk in the elevator. Our goal is not to say you need to buy. It's to just reduce this. So if you can get a $20 sign on 5 parking levels, and that will convince everyone to hit their fob when they walk in and lock their car doors, you know, that's a good thing. That's a simple solution to help minimize things.
Well, Christy, I know with your properties and your portfolio, you know, they're Class A properties. I know that I personally have visited some properties in the past that were maybe B or C class properties. And over a period of months, I may visit the property once every couple of months to visit with the manager. And the access gate is never working. It's always open. And then, you know, as an experiment, I then went to the Google search, and just the reviews of the property as far as theft and people feeling unsafe. I mean, that certainly is not something that you want to have when you're trying to market a property. What do you suggest in situations like that?
Well, a lot of times, Paul, it's kind of out of management's hands on repair. Sometimes those are funding issues. Does the client have the funds to make those repairs? Or is it a repeat, repair that continues to happen over and over again? Maybe they need to replace the gates altogether. So I do see that a lot. And a lot of times that's a funding issue. But it's our recommendation any Graystar communities that, you know, we get those repaired right away. But I do see a lot of delays in shipping of parts. I've had that happen to myself. The loading dock that's broke needs to be replaced. Well, that part's 6 weeks out. And
right.
There's really nothing much I can do to get that any faster. So it may not be a funding issue. It may be an issue with the part either being made or shipped. It's a back order. And that problem is definitely on the rise right now. That's making it hard for us to make these repairs quickly.
Ryan, as far as what you're seeing in other parts of the country in regards to this type of situation, what are your thoughts?
It's about the same. And we can, you know, yell and scream about fixing gates, but if they don't have the parts, they don't have the parts.
Right.
Chrissy's situation is they're not going to have the parts or the budget there that's available. And that's just the reality. There are properties that, you know, that don't care if the gates are open. Thankfully, you know, a lot of what we work with are companies that care about security. We don't want to be boutique, but we don't want people to say, you know, go to Walmart and give me 4 cameras. That's not us. But there are properties that don't care if the gates are broken for 6 months. And, they're not going to push for that repair, and that's okay. The residents know, like you just said, their reviews, you know, say that, and And if residents ever start moving out, then it'll change some behavior there. But yeah, I mean, you know, cameras are back ordered. You know, we have orders with five different places just to get cameras in to see which ones fall first. So we're all going through that as far as cameras, and it's not that anyone that's buying refrigerators or stuff like that has the same problems right now. But it, you know, it's affecting everyone equally, and we just try to do what we can to make it work.
Yeah, I mean, it's just obviously a supply chain situation that's out there right now is affecting everybody in all kinds of different ways. Let's talk a little bit. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about other things that you've seen some clients do, Ryan, regarding other ways to minimize theft.
Well, obviously, you know, we do. We talked a little bit about, you know, the physical aspects and things like that happen. You know, we do remote guarding only for multifamily. We don't work with other industries. And that's one other way that some people have increased that. They've increased times. The thefts have gotten a little more brazen to where it's 11 p.m., 10 p.m., or 7:30 a.m. Somebody's walking around checking door handles. So, you know, when you can't catch up, that's one option that we've seen people that we wouldn't have expected to do it. Now they're doing some of that. And having us watch those cameras so we can call the courtesy, we can call security, we can call police. But as far as outside of physical behavior, which would be a personal side or other stuff, there's not much more they can do when they're battling, you know, open gates and people that really want the wheels of cars. You know, we've seen that over and over, and you know, maybe we can get into that in a little bit, but that's the trick there.
Okay. All right. We're gonna break it here. We're gonna be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is especially important and very timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is minimizing increasing theft at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Christy Sandlin, a regional property manager with Graystar. And also, we have a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry who's also a security expert, Ryan Strange, the president of Control by Net. Ryan, I want to start with you. You had mentioned during the break that you had kind of a story that you wanted to share regarding what we were discussing in the last segment. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, some things that we've kind of talked about with, you know, that are multifamily specific and with familiarity and certainly with us doing multifamily only. We had an incident a couple weeks ago in Houston where we had a van come in and steal some wheels and check some door handles, and, well, they got out of the property pretty quickly. This was, I guess, maybe on I-10 or, you know, sometimes properties that are by the interstates have a little more attraction, of course, because people can jump on an interstate and be further away very quickly. So those tend to be a little better targets for crime. Well, because our guys are watching, you know, multifamily only and properties, they're not watching banks and car dealerships and, you know, all this other stuff. Well, not 10 minutes later, the same van pulls in a different property. And one of our fine ladies says, hey, we didn't just see this guy, right, I think. And sure enough, same van, same license plate, pulls in, called police, and he got arrested. He got arrested for that one and the previous crime. So, you know, having that familiarity really, really plays into it. And a little bit of luck's involved, certainly, always. But, you know, having that person that can see this crime over here, call police on it, and then you know, Houston police are fantastic the way they work with us, as are most police departments. But the quick reaction then allows them to say, well, we've already got this crime happen here, now we're going to double up this guy here. And instead of having one police officer come through the garage at one property, you have three show up at the other place, and the criminals have no chance. So three people there that were arrested for car break-ins and wheel theft. And that's, you know, it's a little success story, but we see that a lot where we'll see repeat or we'll hear that police will call back and tell us, hey, we caught this person down the road a couple miles. We had a bolo out for them. And something else to add, in a lot of the properties, we also see more and more homeless start to creep on, you know, city properties. And, you know, one thing to push for people is not to allow that. We've had some properties that the concierges get a little lax and say it's okay if they stay here, sleep here. And the next thing, they're sleeping in a car sometimes. And then we have, you know, it's a real trick for me or Christy or someone to find a line of, well, let's be nice and do this versus not be nice. So just a word of advice is, you know, don't let these kind of problems creep into a community anywhere, because they will grow. But just two little quick pieces there for you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you just described as being the way of catching those criminals who were stealing the tires and the wheels. Let's talk about video surveillance and remote guarding. Christy, that's something that I know you're familiar with and that you use on some of your properties. Talk a little bit about that and what the benefits are.
Yes. I utilize Control by Net at a few properties. We monitor, we have 40-plus cameras typically at each community, but monitor about 20 to 25, depending on the asset, overnight. And so Ryan's team is watching that during the peak hours where we want surveillance, where our team's not available. And I get nightly reports if anything should come up, with screenshots of what they may have, you know, noticed, something out of the norm, something I should research further. And then their surveillance, if it does catch, you know, something suspicious, of which they have several times, prompted to call our on-site officers to assist. So my surveillance has just been key to help us solve issues, and then also to continue to research. So if we know something happened, a resident reported an issue, you know, overnight, and we need assistance, Ryan's team can also help review camera footage and help us locate that, so we could present it to the police or identify the suspect.
And Ryan, you know, I mean, this is something you're doing with Control by Net across the country on multifamily properties. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you've been able to see other than just the normal things that you do. How has it been helpful in other ways?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the trick here is that, you know, without going into everything that we do, is that, you know, our goal is to make your surveillance better. It's not 20%, 15% of all properties may have some kind of remote guarding, maybe 10%. The other goal there is to make sure the surveillance works, which is, you know, make sure you have something that's usable, that Christy can log in, you know, from anywhere, at any time, from any device, and log in and also see a list of her properties. So the idea of walking back to that dark closet to look at video is just something that we've never experienced, and we think no one should experience. So, you know, pushing that user interface and pushing that accessibility and improvement, knowing that when your new iPhone comes out, it's going to work. We're kind of the anti-DVR guys. We just don't believe in that model because it doesn't work going forward. You replace it every 2 or 3 years. So, you know, by having that, then these managers can log in anytime they want, and they can research all those incidents. We're happy to provide evidence and build them videos and talk to the police, but they can jump in and you know, see why the alarm went off overnight. Maybe somebody was in the office. Maintenance came in early. So there's a lot of stuff that you can learn that's not solely related to someone stealing a car. You want to learn this stuff. You want to learn, you know, who's coming in, who's coming out, how many people need to be working on Saturday mornings, what residents are doing what, because you're really just learning your property at that point. You're learning, do we need the gym to be open 24/7? Well, over the last 2 weeks, there hasn't been anyone in there. So why are we keeping it open and having trash picked up and stuff like that? So, you know, that's kind of our goal there is to say beyond that, we want to give access to all the video and make sure everything works so you're notified if maintenance flips a breaker in the garage. So half your cameras aren't down for the week. You know, and that all rolls into the whole solutions, you know, of surveillance there versus just being this or that. We want everything to be well-rounded and be kind of a, you know, enterprise for you there to where you pick up and go to another property, it's going to be the same and work. You pick up another property, it's going to be the same and work. And it doesn't matter if that one's guarded or not. Like Chrissy said, they have 40, 50, you know, cameras. Only a subset of that is guarded. But it does let you learn a whole lot about a property, mail theft. Heaven forbid, the great dog walkers that don't clean up. They're at every property always. Well, we know a lot of properties that fine people for that. Mm-hmm. You know, package issues. People arguing with the manager. You know, who hit the gate? Most properties now at this point bill the resident for hitting the gate for that damage, their insurance. So having that evidence available for that kind of stuff and even letting the manager just quickly pull it and send it to police or send it to insurance, it's a huge difference for them. Just you know, we know multiple properties that get every gate repair done now because they know the video is going to work. And having that little stuff, you know, be safe is a big deal.
Yeah. You forgot to mention the pool also, Ryan. You know, we have our pools under surveillance, and there is always somebody, you know, sneaking in the pool after hours or making a disturbance. And those are great things that we also get notified, you know, in advance and hopefully prevent a phone call from a resident complaint that we, you know, we caught that in advance and took care of it thanks to them.
Yeah, that's a big deal, yeah.
Well, we've got a little bit over 4 minutes left. I want to transition us now because I always like for our listeners to learn a little bit more about our guests. And, you know, Chrissy, as we said in the first one, you've been doing this for a while in the multifamily industry. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started, and what you're working on now.
No, sure. I kind of fell into the business like a lot of folks did. I started, I lived at a property when I was 18 years old, my first apartment, and the manager in the office asked if I wanted to lease apartments. And I was waiting tables at the time and thought, sure, I could do that. No problem. And, you know, it just went from there. I went to school, you know, on the in the evenings and leased apartments, worked my way up to assistant manager, property manager, and then most recently, it's been about 15 years now as a regional manager. So it's a great business. It's a great opportunity. You know, experience in this industry to me is key, as much as education is. So. I love it. I wouldn't really do anything else, to be honest with you. And I've been with Graystar almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in June this year. Mm-hmm. So just working for the global leader here in Houston. We have about 150 properties at any given time, kind of come and go with sales and stuff. I've sold 4 properties just in the last 6 months.
Wow.
So that's definitely on the rise right now. It's been a busy, busy time for buyers and sellers in the market today.
If someone wanted to reach out to you, how could they reach you?
You know, I would probably say the best way to reach me is by email, and it's Chrissy.Sandlin@graystar.com.
Fantastic. So, Ryan, tell us a little bit about you and Control by Net and what you're working on now.
Well, I don't have quite the great story Chrissy does. She came right through it. That was awesome. That's the exact story right there. That's perfect. And you know, we love working with, you know, I'm out of Atlanta personally. I'm in Houston a lot. We have a person in Houston, and we love working with Chrissy and Graystar out there. We work with a couple people out there, and we've been working together for a while. And what's funny is that we don't do long-term contracts with anybody. We have people that, you know, want to get locked into 3-year and 5-year contracts, and we don't do it because we kind of say if they don't like us, you know, we don't need to continue a bad relationship. And thankfully, that's, you know, we've got probably a 99% retention rate because we try and work hard for people and not lock them in. But so I was doing some security work and have always been in technology networking. So our background is certainly software and security and networking all together. So it's a real round background there. And actually was working doing some security alarm stuff, kind of like she said, on the side. Like she was doing, you know, leasing apartments. I was doing that with some security work. And of course, you know, ADT was the big guy around and still is. But I was getting some night calls, and I could not stand, honestly, trying to get into the system and log into it and talk to police and get video. It was just a mess. And it's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times it's not that much easier today with some of those DVRs. But so we said, you know, we can do this a whole lot better. And we did. And you know, it's we have a whole lot better solution that's not stiff, and it's going to be future-proof. And you know, it standardized across departments and across multifamily communities. And we kind of got right into multifamily. It's probably been 12 years since we started with them. And that's, you know, I mean, that's where our that's the people we like to hang around with. Obviously, Ed Shell is a NA heavy supplier out there in Denver and joined us last summer and is a Hall of Famer for the Denver Association. But, you know, that's who we like to hang out with, who we like to work with. And it's a, you know, it's a very honest, it's a changing certainly, but a very honest group. And so we're, you know, we're Houston Apartment Members Association, Dallas, Denver, Atlanta, national supplier in MHC. So we're, you know, we're, that's the only industry we're in. And we've just enjoyed it, and we want to keep doing good things and keep the solution tailored for that industry.
And if someone wants to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Either LinkedIn or my email, which is just Ryan S, R-Y-A-N-S for strange, at controlbynet.com.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you both for being here. It was a great show. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.